I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends.
On May 6th, hundreds of well-dressed guests went to a garden party to reminisce on times past. Stars at the Met Gala turned the red carpet into shades of green and brown last Monday as they flaunted fashion creations in line with this year's theme, the Garden of Time. Named after a short story about a wealthy couple hiding away in luxury as an angry mob grows outside their walls, this year's Met Gala theme originally came under fire for being politically insensitive. While protests were mostly averted, by the end of the night, the theme's true crime became apparent. It was just plain boring.
The year was quite disappointing and I think just didn't give as much.
That was Medill first year Grace Jordan Weinstein, the styling director for Stitch, the premier Northwestern fashion magazine, and an avid Met Gala fan. Gabriel Burnick, another Medill first year and member of the Unity Fashion Show social media team, agreed. The theme revolved around common fashion motifs, he said, and didn't require much creativity.
You can do anything floral, anything related to nature, or you can do anything with time. So that's not really something you need to, like, understand.
Burnick was disappointed with the lack of effort many of the attendees showed, but one group in particular struck him as particularly boring.
Literally almost everyone flopped. Like, I'm just gonna say, the men don't show up.
Many of the men invited chose simple black or colored suits, often without even a flower or timepiece accessory. Even Met Gala host Chris Hemsworth disappointed. Although very dapper in the light tan Tom Ford suit, the Marvel star's outfit showed little creativity or cohesion to the theme. While Jordan Weinstein was no more impressed with the styling choices of the male attendees, she was not as uniquely focused in her distaste.
Emma Mackey, Zoe Saldana, and Sienna Miller, the three of them all like wear really cool outfits, but it just was very like 2014 like Free People. Like it was just very like boho and kind of not on theme.
Despite their distaste for the theme, both Burnick and Jordan Weinstein conceded that part of the toned-down night may have come from those in attendance. Or perhaps more aptly, those who were not.
A lot of the people who really went there in the past, like, either weren't here or they, like, didn't show up.
Jordan Weinstein added,
I was disappointed, I will say, that A$AP Rocky was not there, or Rihanna, because they always have really cool looks, and like multiple years in a row have been like my favorite. And
Rihanna was on the list of attendees, but canceled because of a last minute bug. Some fan favorites of the past may have been missing, but stars like Lana Del Rey, Ariana Grande, and Zendaya made their reappearance after years of being Met Gala MIA. While the overall event may have been more muted, there were still some fashion standouts. Zendaya, one of the four hosts, stunned the carpet with two over-the-top outfits, a shimmery blue and green Margiela dress adorned with vines and fake birds, and a trailing vintage Givenchy black gown with a towering flower headdress. Both Burnick and Jordan Weinstein were impressed by Lana Del Rey's outfit, a tan Alexander McQueen dress that draped over its own growing tree limbs.
I really liked Lana Del Rey in McQueen. It was very, like, you know, it looked kind of old because it's kind of like cobwebs and then there's a flower, so the floral element. It also really referenced, there's a fall 2006 look by, like, Alexander McQueen himself back when he was at the helm of the house. And I thought that was just a very good tie into the past, but also, like, the literal garden theme.
Burnick also mentioned Tyla, the singer best known for the hit Water, who showed up in a custom Balmain skin-tight dress mimicking the appearance of wet sand in the shape of an hourglass.
People were so committed with the idea of Garden of Time with flowers or with floral patterns that people only went that way with it. But because sand is so obviously, like, intrinsically linked to time, it was such a smart way to do it, especially because, like, the way the dress looked, it kind of, I don't know if this is true, but like, I feel like it kind of looked like it was aging too.
For Burnick, the emphasis on time was a missing element from a lot of the outfits, and one that could have stepped up the creativity and the depth of the styles.
The idea that like fabric naturally ages over time, there's so much that could have been done with like having rips or tears in fabrics that a lot of the celebrities didn't do.
Fashion influencer Wisdom K went this route in a vibrant red Robert 1 tailcoat and sun hat littered with burns and rot holes throughout. Supermodel Gigi Hadid's stunning white custom Tom Brown gown, accented with yellow roses, featured a skirt designed to mirror a suit jacket falling off onto the ground, a look that took designers a whopping 13,500 hours to complete. Even for those who took the more flower-forward approach, the designers could have taken in more creative directions, Jordan Weinstein said. She remembered a vintage Valentino line that displayed models in heavy, cone-like flower headpieces that echoed the maximalism of more popular Met Galas, like the 2019 camp theme.
I feel like there was a lot more room for, like, over-the-top, just, like, crazy literal looks, and that didn't really happen.
For Jordan Weinstein, the over-the-top aspect of the Met Gala is what is so captivating. Instead of focusing on popular appeal, she prefers when the designers push the limit of fashion.
Even if I don't like someone's look and it's very, like, out there, like, I have respect. But the ones that were, like, the least appealing to me were just, like, the most, like, safe ones that could have, like, been worn at any red carpet.
The predictability of this year's outfits made the theme one of the worst for Jordan Weinstein since the 2013 punk theme that got her hooked. The biggest night in fashion may be over for the year, but the biggest day in Northwestern fashion is just around the corner. As you obsess over how to spin the perfect camp couture outfit for Dillo, pay attention to the lessons from this year's Met Gala. In fashion, it's always go big or go home. For WNUR News, I'm Gabby Schell.